The problem, a problem with that first method is that you have to hold the liquid in a container. And the container is typically silica. So silicon dioxide, it's like glass, basically. And the glass has oxygen in it, and the oxygen gets in the into the silicon at a concentration that for some applications is too high. So if you want purer silicon, then you use a float zone process. And in a float zone process, you take the pure silicon powder and first just press it into a cylinder, and then go with a ring-like heater past the cylinder. And the heater melts some layer of the silicon around where the heater is, and it's the silicon stays in there just from surface tension. So you've got a solid and then a liquid layer and then solid again, and the heater moves by, and because of surface tension, the liquid doesn't run out, and this will turn, on one side you have polycrystalline silicon, on the other side, or little powder that's just been pushed together, and on the other side, when the liquid recrystallizes, it crystallizes as a single crystal. And this method, there's no container now, so you don't have to worry about oxygen coming in from the outside. And you can do it a number of times, and the impurities tend to get swept out. So you can run this liquid over the silicon a number of times, and you sweep all the impurities out. You get very pure silicon this way. It doesn't work for large wafers. So in production now, there's either 300 millimeters or 450. Those are the size of the wafers for microelectronics. And that's too big for the float zone process, because when you try to do it on the large diameters, then the liquid runs out. The surface tension doesn't hold it in anymore. So it only works up to about the 6-inch in float zone. But a difficulty here is that if you put dopants in, they get swept out. So you can't dope float zone material by just adding the dopants to the melt in the first place. And a common way to dope float zone silicon is something called neutron transmutation. So after you've grown this single crystal, you bring the whole thing to a nuclear reactor and put it in a neutron beam. And you leave it there for a few weeks. And neutrons shoot through the crystal, and there's a reaction that takes silicon 30 plus a neutron to silicon 31. It accepts another neutron, goes to an isotope of silicon, releases a gamma ray, and that decays by beta decay by sending out a positron and to phosphorus 31. So you've got silicon is 14, phosphorus is 15, an atomic number. So the original silicon was 15 neutrons and 15 protons. It captures one more neutron and is 15 and 16, and then it goes through this process where a positron tunnels out and the neutron converts into a proton. This is this beta decay. So it still has the same number of baryons in this process. It's still 31, but one neutron is converted into a proton. It becomes phosphorus. And then you have a uniformly doped float zone silicon. It's doped n-type because there are donors and they give electrons to the conduction band.